Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Last night, we had a conversation with a representative of the Auto Manufacturer Employers Association. He joined us to give us some perspective around the conversations that are happening and the wage negotiations. Specifically, we spoke to the chairperson of the Automobile Manufacturers Employers Organization, also known as EMEO, and currently serves as Executive Director of Human Resources at Mercedes-Benz South Africa, Mr. Ebi. Now, as you would have recalled from the conversation, he highlighted that the employers had placed forward a wage offer to various labor representatives, and since then it was not accepted. So we do understand that there's still some form of conversation that does need to take place. However, true to our platform, we have reached out to NUMSA, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, to give us their right of reply and feedback regarding the developments of the wage negotiation. For that, we are joined by Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, NUMSA spokesperson, to give us some feedback into the wage negotiations. Phakamile, such a pleasure to welcome you back to Kaya Biz. It's been a while. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Fantastic. As mentioned, and the context that I provided was that we did speak to EMEO, the employers organization, just last night, and we understand that there has been a stalemate that is reached in the wage negotiations. Share your perspective and right of reply in terms of where we are now regarding the wage negotiations in the automotive space.
It is true that we have reached a stalemate. As things stand right now, we are deadlocked. And we are deadlocked primarily over the demand regarding the across-the-board wage increase, the demand that we are making. So the point at which we deadlocked was that EMEO wants a three-year agreement. And what they're offering as part of that three-year agreement is they're offering 6.5% for the first year and 5% for the second year and the third year. NUMSA's demand has been that we want an 8% increase for the first year and then 7% for the second year and the third year. Mm-hmm. Why we have deadlocked is because we feel that EMEO can do much better than what they've currently offered us. We think that we were able to actually persuade them to shift from 6.5% to 7%, but where we were unable to persuade them was on the offering of 5% for the second and third year. We feel that offering workers a 5% increase for the second and third year amounts to a wage freeze. And we think that is very unfair given the very generous profits that the auto sector has made, particularly in the last 3 years. Mm. And we're saying if the auto sector wants labor stability, then they have to pay for that labor stability. When you sign a three-year agreement, it means that for 3 years, there can be no strike action. For 3 years, there is labor peace. And you must be willing to pay for that labor peace. And right now, to offer us 5% for the second and third year, in our view, is not good enough.
I hear you. So I'm assuming that this does mean that conversations will likely resume by the end of this week?
We hope that that will be the case. As things stand right now, we have been issued with a certificate to strike or a certificate of non-resolution. We are currently holding general meetings in the plants to find out from members what they want to do, whether we should proceed with the national strike or whether we should go back to the drawing board. We think that we can find each other because, technically speaking, we're only 1% apart. Mm-hmm. Remember I said that even though we're demanding 8% for the first year and 7% for the second and third year, we would be willing to accept 7% for the first year, which is what EMEO offered at the last week. But we are asking for them to increase the second and third year offer by 1%. And we're saying we know that they will make up that 1% over the three-year period. And we think that given, as I said, that they have done very well in the last 3 years in terms of not only their profiteering, but also in terms of the generous incentives that government has given them, we think that they can give back to workers by at least settling on 7% for the second and third year, on 6% for the second and third year. And that would allow us to take this offer back to members and possibly settle this round of wage negotiations.
Got you. Phakamile, understand that's the dynamics regarding the numbers, and we do hope that there is a way forward in terms of the stalemate. But I guess for us who are outsiders and observers to the circumstance, we're also quite keen just to get a better understanding from Labour's perspective as to what the reality of business and labor activity in the automotive space does look like. And I ask this because we're well aware it's been a very challenging environment, but I'm quite keen to understand what the impact has been on labor specifically.
Well, if you look at what has been reported on by NARCAM and other industry bodies, they've spoken about a situation where the sector has been affected by the tariffs that Trump has recently imposed. And of course, this has had an impact on the sector. One of the other things is the issues that the auto employers have complained about is the fact that the Chinese car market is causing problems for them. The Chinese vehicles are, in essence, flooding the market. And I think we can understand why. I mean, the Chinese vehicles are far, far, far cheaper than what the traditional OEMs are offering. And whilst they're cheaper, they're also offering the same perks. They're offering, quality interior and technology for half the price. So this has had a really deep impact on the auto sector, not just in South Africa, but globally as well. And so it has caused challenges for the auto sector. So we are aware of those things, but in spite of those realities, which we're very aware of, and even the geopolitics involving Trump, we are still saying that this is a sector that has benefited a lot in the last couple of years from government incentives. I mean, if you look at, for example, this issue of the incentives that we talk about, we are saying that if you balance that against the fact that workers, these are the same workers who are struggling with the cost of energy, they're struggling with the high cost of living. So what is 1% which can be made up over 3 years for a sector that has done so well thanks to state support? Mm-hmm. We're calling on them just to give back to workers for what they've contributed. And if they do that, we'll be able to settle this round of negotiations.
Got you. Phakamile, thank you again for making time to speak to us this evening, giving us some clarity and reply in terms of the wage negotiations happening in the automotive space. Thank you again for your time tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, Nomsa spokesperson, giving us some insight into the labor view on labor's view regarding the wage negotiations in the automotive space. Let's continue to see how things do unfold. And MEO, of course, needing to give feedback to the labor unions and decisions, conversations that are typically happening behind the scenes and in boardrooms, as they should, will later be revealed to us in terms of the outcomes in the days ahead. But thank you all for listening. It's been so amazing having you with us here on Kaya Biz. Thank you for all your voice notes and conversations, as you always do. Mtogo, Mubulawa, Zanele, thank you so much for the company that you continue to keep. Tomorrow night, we do it all over again. Nzinga Kunta will be standing in. But for now, let's listen to Point of View with Phimelo Modene.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.